bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee.
Hey.
At the news desk. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, chick.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone.
Hey.
There's Jess Hooker, the cooker. She joins us.
Hi.
We have a very exciting special...
treat.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, yeah, that's
hors d'oeuvre,
yeah.
This
nice
break.
Order.
Some finger food.
There's Willie Griswold. Josh Arnold is in a hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, in a witness protection program. I think we'll check in with him in a moment. Here's Tom. And, Tom, we have a special good friend, old guest.
A veteran of this show. She is the lovely Ms. Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you? I haven't seen you for a while, except on the TV.
Good morning.
You're looking good. You've got your, you've kept your loyalties. You're wearing an Atlanta Falcons
Did you notice?
T-shirt.
I left, and then y'all got our quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we switched spots. I was so happy.
Thank you for that. Sundays are fun.
Yeah.
And I see y'all got used to what we was used to in the first game.
Very funny. Let's see now. I have to say that Pat is doing stand-up comedy again, and you are, of course, the star of your own show.
Yeah, I never stop stand-up.
How's it going? How's the show going?
It's going great. We got the third season in the box and waiting for them to tell us to come back for the fourth season. First season got nominated for an Emmy, so we're doing pretty dang good.
Now, awesome. Has your life changed? Are you getting better wigs? What's the...
I'm getting better everything.
I thought I'd start with the wigs because you're famous on this show.
And you remember when she used to drive over all by herself and drag her ass out of the car? Now she's got two people with
her. Now you know what? You can go, buy me a car, Miss Pat.
Yeah. No, I ain't Tom Breach.
No. Buy him a wig, Miss Pat.
Buy me a wig,
Miss Pat. I can do that.
Buy me a wig, sugar.
I got you, sugar.
Does your husband have a nickname for you?
No.
He doesn't call you like...
Yeah, he said me shut the hell up.
That was shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up. Yeah. There's been a problem
think Patty Cakes.
Patty Cakes.
I hate Patty. That's an old woman name. I was already born in the 70s. Just say Patty. He don't call me anything but tell me to be quiet all the time. He's retired now. So he retired from Allison Transmission, and we packed up and went back to Atlanta.
Well, of course, he can retire now that you're making the TV money.
Right.
Yeah. I shot the first season, I never came back to Indiana.
Huh.
I never came home. I didn't pack up, and then I just said, hey, we ain't coming back. Let's go. I did the Beverly Hillbillies.
I remember that.
I did
the same thing in Springfield, Ohio. I abandoned a car at an apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's
the
nice.
Hill apartment complex, now, Springfield, Ohio.
Now, are you
72?
Living in a house or are you building one?
I'm living in one. I'm renting, but I'm building one. Mm-hmm. I bought 7 acres in Atlanta, and I just
Atlanta proper, or are we?
No. I bought it outside.
Like a gated community?
Well, don't give him the address. He'll keep asking it to you.
He'll come over.
You know, my famous phrase, heaven is a gated community.
I didn't want a gated community. I didn't want all that. I live in a small neighborhood where it's only 11 people. I'm the only black again. But
that could be the title of your next book. I'm the only black again.
So if you turn down that street, you got to know somebody. But I just bought 7 acres, tore the house down. It was a 4,000 square foot house there. I tore it down and built a 15,000 square feet house.
Wow.
Is it done?
No. I think the roof is going on this week.
Well, you got another 2 years then. Trust me.
I'm in no hurry.
Good. Ms. Pat is our guest. And Pat, coming up, we're going to be doing a special treat, as was indicated earlier. The White Castle people have come out with something called White Castle Bites.
Castle Bites.
Sorry, Castle Bites. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I haven't seen them yet. I didn't know that.
Are they here?
They left them on the stoop. I went and got them. And it is just like, it feels just like, looks just like a pizza roll bag.
They're frozen.
Exactly the same. Yes.
Okay, are they designed to be microwaved or?
I think you have both options, and now there's the air fryer option, and I think that's what we're going
to
do.
And they're supposed to taste like little mini White Castles.
Yes.
Do you like White Castle, Tom?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You don't look like the White Castle type person. You're in the gated community. That's not White Castle type.
I send people out.
I love White Castle.
Williams, get me a White Castle.
Hey, Jess, is there any way, can we microwave one or two of them?
Sure.
Because my favorite thing about White Castle is that it's kind of soggy because it's steamed.
Yeah.
And I feel like the microwave kind of goes for that. Just my fat guy take on that.
Sure. That'd yeah, nice. Make this harder.
So you look like the type that'd be reheating White Castle.
Save a Crave case in the fridge all week long.
Do you like the White Castles, Pat?
I do, but you know I'm from Georgia, so Crystal's our thing. But I like the White Castles. It's the same thing.
I love White Castles.
Yeah.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal, that what you grew up on, right? Crystal Burgers?
Yeah. Did you know that Crystal Gale is named after those hamburgers?
That's not true.
Yes,
no.
It is.
What are you talking about?
Tom? Yeah, Crystal Gale, the famous singer, was named after that hamburger chain.
Tom, nobody
totally
believes you did.
Is that where she got the name for the song, Don't Let Make My Brown Eye?
My brown eye.
No way.
Her hair is so long it touches the floor.
And that's not the only long hair.
Her pubes also.
That's
very,
the same thing.
Yeah.
Never trim those either. That's
so, right. Ms. Pat's our guest. Pat, how else has your life changed now that you got a TV show and everything? I remember when you first started working on this many, many years ago.
Five years.
You had to take acting lessons because you were the one that said you're acting in the beginning a little bit rough.
It wasn't rough. I couldn't act. I had to learn to read out loud and stuff like that. But, you know, in my contract, when we signed it, when, you know, the show was originated at Fox with Lee Daniels. And I do not want to call this man Opie. What is his real name?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Get in here, Opie. I want to talk to you, Opie. Let's talk about this contract.
So in the contract, I had an acting coach, and I still have one. I don't need it as much, but I, you know, as long as the show is alive, I get to have an acting coach.
Okay, and it's based on your life to a degree.
Yeah, and we shoot in front of a live studio audience right there in Atlanta. First time it's ever been a multicam in Georgia.
So cool.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that, being in front of a live audience like that?
I do, because it's like a party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the first season, we only had 35 people. When we taped the third season, we was actually turning people away. It's like a big party in between those scenes.
Oh, cool.
Do you have like a warm-up guy before your shows?
We do have a warm-up guy. We really do.
That's
so
awesome.
It's really fun.
The warm-up guy gets the crowd excited to see you and everything.
Yeah. If you watch season two, if anybody watched season two, it's Miss Sophia, the courtroom episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gay guy. I don't know what to call him. The man with the wig.
Yeah.
That's the warm-up guy.
Oh.
And he come to work looking like that every day.
So he's the gay guy with the wig. Okay.
He is hilarious.
Now, we're trying to see if we can hook up with Josh Arnold. Do we have that hookup working? Okay, we'll try to get him back on the air at some point. In the meantime, we're going to head over to the news desk and tell Ms. Pat what's going on.
Well, a drunk driver in the UK who crashed into a bus stop told authorities her dog was driving.
All right.
Wales Online reports 47-year-old Melissa Johannesson was attempting to reverse out of the Ocean Cafe Bar's parking lot when a witness noticed her drunken state and called police. On her fifth attempt, the woman backed out of the lot and began driving down a sidewalk before colliding with a bus stop just a few feet away from a playground. She told responding officers her pet dog, Lily, had been behind the wheel.
Bad dog.
Mm-hmm. A judge did sentence the woman to a 15-day rehab program to monitor her progress with regard to her alcohol consumption.
And it's unfortunate, too, because the dog also had a beer. But in dog beers, that's like seven beers.
Oh,
so it's super dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, did the dog get a ticket?
Yeah, the dog blew a 5.6, but that's different in dog things.
Right.
But, there is a dog beer
out
there.
That was the laziest attempt at a joke. That's 5 points. That's different dog things, you know.
That's laugh there drunk.
At home. Laugh at home by yourself.
I got stepped on. The larger point is
good job, Willie.
We're trying to get to to the story about the dog beer.
Dog breweries are cropping up around the country to create non-alcoholic beers for dogs. Megan Long, who created Good Boy Dog Beer, explained that the beverage is called beer because we use a lot of the same equipment a brewery does. We just skip the fermentation process. Ah. She and her husband are now planning to introduce a fourth beer on their canine menu, Crotch Sniffin' Ale, which is made with unsalted peanuts, almonds, oats, cinnamon, and water. The beer joins their other dog-friendly offerings, including IPA A Lot in the Yard, Session Squirrel, and Mailman Malt Liquor.
White people.
IP A Lot in the Yard. That's white great. People.
IPA A Lot in the Yard. Good Boy Dog Beer beverages are sold for $5 a can.
What?
That dog won't get no bill.
Is there a market for this?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ms. Pesce. Rednecks. White people.
And they got a bill. The dog got a bill. The kid got a bill. You dang right they got a market for this.
Remember, they sell truck nuts.
Oh, well.
They're going to sell dog beer.
Yeah.
I know for my dog it would be O'Drools. Would be the one.
It's a lot of guys that look like me, but they're skinnier and they have Morrissey tattoos.
Oh, gotcha.
And they're coffee shops. They're buying dog beer.
Right, okay.
Now,
right.
Pat, I hear you strumming in there. The other Pat, Pat Godwin. What do you got?
Reminds me of the story. I remember that sad day. I was kicked out of AA. I was Mickey Rourke in Barfly. You were my Faye Dunaway. All we had was a dog stumbling around in the drunken fog. We all drank together. The dog had his own beer, too. Me and you and a dog loved brew, drinking and living on the streets. Me and you and a dog loved brew, beer that tastes like doggy treats.
Aww.
Little Lobo for
you. You want to know if there's a market for that.
Yeah.
You can, fabulous Lobo, Tom.
Yeah.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Boo.
Yeah. Was
traveling, living off the land, of course.
Wasn't his name like Lobo LaJoy or something? Or,
was it really?
I think.
Yeah. I just remember
like
Lobo.
Homeless with a dog, I think.
No. We have, there we go.
There
Josh Arnold
is.
In a hotel room in Louisville. He's enjoying the Louder Than Life Festival. And he joins us. Can you see Ms. Pat's in here, Josh? I don't know if you can see her from where you are.
I sure can. Looking beautiful, Miss Pat.
You looking beautiful, too.
Well, thank you, dear.
What's your sexy looking self looking like him?
I don't care.
You look like him. Looking like Chick now. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all getting old, Pat. Yeah.
I see. Josh about to catch up with you.
Now, Josh, once again, big shows for you in Louisville at the Louder Than Life Festival. I know you're going to be enjoying a lot of bands. And your favorite, really, though, is tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Always excited to see Slipknot.
Yeah. Slipknot.
Mm-hmm. they wear a lot of makeup, right?
They wear
these crazy masks.
Oh, yeah. Kiss makeup, Slipknot.
Masks.
Well. Yeah.
That way people can quit the band and nobody knows.
It's a great idea.
Sure. Yeah. It's a hell of an idea.
Better than Menudo. Yeah. You just get shifted out.
Think how many times you'd have fired me if you could have just replaced me and put a new mask on the guy. Or the same mask on the guy. Yeah.
He did. You're just getting old.
I know. I got a mask on.
Now, Pat was telling us about her new life with this TV show and everything. This is great.
Sure.
Are you doing any touring as a stand-up? I know you've got a special thing you're doing with D.L. Hughley and Ricky Smiley coming up tomorrow, but lots of other dates coming up for
you? Yeah, I left straight off the set and started touring. I won't stop until they call me back for the fourth season.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I just got the list here. Oh,
yeah.
You're going to be in Cleveland, Davenport, Iowa, Columbus, Ohio. You're going to Canada. The Improv in Ontario.
They won't let you in
You
Canada.
Telling a lie. Shut up, chick. Mind your white business.
Mind your white business.
You don't know what I can do.
That should be your third book, Mind Your White Business.
That's right.
November 18th and the 19th, The Funny Bone in Liberty Township, Ohio.
Yes.
That's a famous club in Greater Cincinnati. Plus, coming up, Arlington, Texas, and Houston, with Ms. Pat live and in person for some great live stand-up comedy. Well, what else is going on in your life? Your husband quit his job.
He retired. Mm-hmm. Like, no black man quit on me.
Okay.
What does he do in retirement?
Oh, my God. He's getting on my nerves.
Is he?
He's just buying dumb stuff. Like, he bought an old school car. He bought a lawnmower, one of them $15,000 lawnmower. Come home, he hitting wheelies on it. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's going really fast. I'm like, then I come home, he buy a $4,000 drone and can't get it out the air. So, you know, we both over 50. We don't really know technology. So I'm like, hit it with a rock to bring it down. He's getting on my nerves. I'm like, Walmart need greeters. Don't you want to?
Once again, our guest is Ms. Pat. Once again, touring as a stand-up. How much of the writing of the show do you sit down with the writer people and say, I got this idea, that idea?
Yeah, I'm in the writer's room. And so is my daughter. All my kids work on set. So my daughter, Garyana, she writes on the show also.
Yeah, I don't believe in nepotism. Have you met my son, Will?
Yes, I have.
What a discussion. And your son, Sam?
Oh, they're busy. Well, that's great. Got a family thing going. Yeah, does your husband come to the tapings?
Not much. You know, because in my show, you have to show black love. So I do a lot of kissing of the daddy. So
he doesn't like that? Garrett doesn't like that?
Well, he liked the paycheck. But
he doesn't like you messing around with another man. Huh?
He's just at home buying a new drone.
So we're very intimate, me and the daddy. So it's acting, but he's like, I don't want to see that. So,
how much tongue do you give him when you do
a
this?
Lot.
Now, are you self-conscious about it? Do you brush your teeth and do like extra laborious?
Oh, yeah, we both do. But I've been kissing
him.
Do you
like really
seasons.
Kiss him? Really yes. Kiss him? It's not TV kissing?
No, it's not TV kissing.
Oh.
The co-creator, Jordan Cooper, 26-year-old kid, going to Broadway this year, he wanted it like really intimate. So it was hard for me because I hadn't kissed a man. I hadn't touched a man in 30-some years almost.
Well,
so
your husband's really sad about that.
No, not that. Oh, another
hang
man.
Hang on a second. Oh, okay. Way to go, Christy.
He's busy. He's got a lawnmower.
Another man.
Oh, all right. Oh.
So I had to really get used to, you know, like letting him touch. Because I hated him first season. First few episodes, get your hands off me. Then I just had to get used to it. Mm. And the audience really liked it. It was like finally, a family that looked like they real. Act like they're real.
Now, do you, when you do the rehearsals and the walkthroughs.
Oh, I don't do that.
You don't kiss them then?
I don't. Because acting is so crazy. Like, you can connect. You can really feel like you love that person. So during rehearsal, I never connect to him. I don't connect to anybody. But during the shoot, then that's when everything comes out. Because I don't, it takes a lot of energy to connect.
So you got, and you got a live audience. Do you have to do reshoots?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's like a play. We try to have all the lines down and get through. I'm the only person drop my line. Thank God I'm the star. But I would have been fired. They have a running joke on set. Miss Peg gonna say, "Can I pick it up? Can I pick it up?"
Does your husband run lines with you? Does he?
No, I have an acting coach that runs lines with me. Yeah, they give me an acting coach.
Has your husband ever tried to run the lines with you?
No, I don't bring. I don't. No, I don't. No. He don't know nothing about no TV.
What does that know about TV? Is, you know, he can be the husband and read them with a certain amount of authority in that he's been doing you or doing your. Well, never mind.
I knew it was coming. It was going to be a train wreck, but I had no idea. And now here.
Hey, you got a song about a dog for beer or a beer for dogs?
And Tom, we have a special guest.
We do. It's the lovely Ms. Pat, star of the Ms. Pat Show. And always a good idea, by the way, putting your name on the show. As you said earlier, then they can't fire you. Although,
I learned that from you.
Oh, yeah, I just realized that's not necessarily the case. Roseanne.
Well, I'm not going to get my white people confused.
Okay. Pat, it's always a pleasure to see you. Pat's been coming here for many, many years. And you wrote your autobiography a long time ago, pre-TV. And your book is called?
Rabbit.
Rabbit, because?
My name is Rabbit. My drug dealer name was Rabbit.
Your drug dealer name?
Yes.
Because your background is rather interesting. You personally are not a drug user.
No.
But you have an interesting past in which you got into the commerce of selling drugs.
What's all these big words you're using? Commerce.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you were a you were a drug dealer.
You could talk regular to me. You know, we used to sleep together. I am.
That's true.
Sounds you're like an FBI.
That needs to be an episode of the show.
You ain't got to act like I was almost your son's stepmama. I was almost your stepmama.
You should bring Tom on the show.
Whitest man in America, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on the show. Gasps. I mean, he's got to be what, the neighbor complaining about the property line?
No.
He's sad he didn't get invited to the barbecue. It's,
you know,
this is mighty spicy barbecue.
What is happening?
This show is set in Plainfield, Indiana. That's where it's set out of Plainfield.
Like your life.
Yeah, so I don't, a lot of black people are like, well, you don't bring me on the show. I was like, because you wasn't in my neighborhood.
You would have been in her neighborhood.
You are in my neighborhood.
Okay, well, cool.
I'm going to have to make a character of you, Tom.
Now, I remember I've learned a lot from Pat over the years, but I got her a birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this, Pat?
I do remember the
You
cake.
Were teaching me a tradition that I was not aware of.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't know this story.
I'm trying to remember this.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Black people put dead peoples on the cake.
Yeah.
Rest in peace cake.
Yeah, I was not aware of the rest in peace cake.
Good morning, everybody.
Because, I mean, they have the technology now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's some great things in contemporary technology.
Yeah, it looks like a photo right there on the cake.
For example, they can do, you know, that foam in the top of your coffee?
Yeah.
There's a machine now that can turn that into a picture, which I mean is completely unnecessary and worthless in life. And we
holds up the line.
Yeah, but I mean, these same guys are going to get away to shoot Putin from the sky, so I'm all in favor of technology.
Sure.
But yeah, there's a cultural tradition.
Mm-hmm. In the black community.
In the black community. And can you explain that to me again?
Rest in peace shirts, rest in peace cakes. You know, when somebody gets killed, you got to celebrate them. Well, I don't say celebrate them, but...
it's a celebration of life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you buy a cake, and every funeral I've been to had the dead person on the cake.
And so Pat was doing a show, so I surprised her. I had a... Well, even though you're alive, I had a dead person cake made for Pat with her picture.
I had a dead person cake.
If you put their face on it, it's not a dead person cake. It's just a cake with their face on it.
See, that was the joke, though.
Did you have rest in peace on it?
I think you did.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I hope you killed tonight.
Yes, Pat.
Yeah. Wasn't that fun? Was that cool?
Tom, I didn't read that cake, but I ate it.
It said rest in peace, Pat? With her picture,
that's the whole gag. See, she's
you're a lunatic.
He should be the HOA president on your sitcom.
That's good.
And it would be the running joke. Yeah. Ding dong. Oh God, it's Tom.
and Tom has sitcom experience, right?
Yeah. Look, I noticed you moved your fence. Yeah. Now I don't want to be a stickler.
But I'm not that guy. In real life, I'm not that guy at all.
You don't care if somebody take your property.
No, the HOA people are people who failed in life, so they want to spend their life bossing other people around.
And that's
I got a neighbor I want to have shot right now, but that's a different story.
Okay.
That's why I sold my house and I said I never wanted another HOA. I don't want nobody telling me when to cut my grass. Maybe I want to see my grass high this week.
See, that leads back to the fact
that... You don't know what she's dealing with.
Your husband retired from a great job,
mm-hmm.
and you told me he bought a $15,000 lawnmower.
Yeah.
He's going to be out there cutting the grass a lot. Does he put headphones on so he doesn't have to hear you screaming at him?
You know what, Tom? You know what's crazy that's irritating me with my husband? Because the house is up under construction, and he would go cut the grass at the construction site. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? It's supposed to look like this. You don't have to cut the grass.
He's bored.
I know he's bored out of his mind, and I asked him, I said, you know, you really should go pick up a hooker so we can have something to talk about. Not you.
Now, most women would say, go play golf.
Hey, my husband's fat. He ain't going to do all that walking.
Oh.
You trying perhaps to kill
you
my
should,
husband.
Perhaps you should climb up on top of him then a couple of times or maybe.
I don't know.
I got started really early with that in life, so I'm kind of done right now.
You know, you had your first child. You had your first child at what age?
I had started sexual activity around sixth grade, so I'm done.
Wow, I didn't have a pubic hair till I was in 12th grade.
That's your problem.
I got a question. Yeah. Can we talk about anything else? Anything else at all? What else you been buying, Pat? Tell us what you're buying.
I think to get somewhat lofty here, the source of Pat's comedy is because everything she says is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your life, I mean, your book, it's and your show is kind of, Ace termed it kind of a dramedy.
Yeah.
A lot of serious topics. On a show. But when you do your stand-up show, a lot, you just talk about your real stuff, and it's just so funny.
Yeah, this the finale of this season of the Ms. Pat Show, I actually had an abortion.
Wow.
I had an abortion. Because married people do get an abortion. Everybody,
well, depends what state they're in.
These days.
I mean, you can drive before, but,
right.
As I say, who wants somebody else to feed? So
now you currently, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but you don't just have your own kids.
Yeah, I have my niece's kids. So it's four of them.
Yeah.
So I packed up all of them and left too.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a lot of mouths to feed. Do they treat you with respect, or are they like every other kid and you're just another pain in their
ass?
No,
what are you talking about? What? I'm a black mama, Tom. I don't play that. You don't get that chance with me. You get your teeth knocked out. I will have you call the police with your teeth in your hand.
Could that be your fourth book?
Hard to understand.
Have you call the police with your teeth in your hand?
I don't play that. You're not talking back to me. I don't care how old you are. I feed you. And I pulled up one day and my nephew was out there cutting shoes, cutting grass in his KBs.
Oh.
$200 tennis shoes. So I said, hey, homeboy, take my shoes off. And I hit him upside the head. I said, you going to cut grass? You got it like this? You going to cut grass in $200 sneakers? Give me my shoes. So I took my shoes.
Now, help me with the distinction between homeboy and houseboy.
I've never heard of houseboy, but homeboy is just people that hangs out.
That just to make chick uncomfortable.
You know, Miss Pat has to get to...
It's not just chick.
It's the whole room.
Don't be trying to run me out.
So, I have a question. We're not going to have the... Miss Pat's not going to be able to taste the castle bites?
I can taste
bites.
Them. Go, are they cooking?
No, I got to throw them in the air fryer.
Well, what
spray.
Are you waiting on?
She's going to knock you upside your head.
We're coming right
it's
back.
You better hurry, homegirl. And here's Tom with one of our favorite guests.
She's right over there. She's Ms. Pat. She's got her own TV show now. And Ms. Pat is on tour. Lots of stops coming up, including Cleveland, Davenport, Columbus, Ohio. And November 18th and 19th, the Funny Bone in Liberty Township, Ohio, Greater Cincinnati, a famous club. And you'll be able to see Ms. Pat there live and in person. Pat's working on all kinds of projects that would include some stuff that she can't even talk about.
Yeah.
But you've been working on this TV show forever.
5 years it took to get on.
But it's up and running and nominated for...
An Emmy. It was nominated.
It was nominated.
We lost to Ted Lasso, but we was in such a great category.
Right.
Oh, if only Josh were here when you mentioned Ted Lasso.
Josh could be here, I think.
Okay.
Do we like Ted Lasso?
One second.
Josh has never watched a second of Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
so.
Like most of America who's enjoyed Ted Lasso.
Right.
Josh has an issue with Ted Lasso. Yeah.
It's a good show. It's a good show to lose against, too.
Miss Pat looked beautiful at the Emmys. She was all dressed up. And,
you know, people was talking about me. They're like, why do Miss Pat look like the Game of Thrones cook?
No, you didn't.
That's a mean thing to say.
You look gorgeous.
Did you meet anybody you ever wanted to meet?
Huh?
Did you meet anybody you wanted to meet at the Emmys?
You know, I'm so over Hollywood. I just rather be around regular people. Like, you see people with their nose up in the air. I don't got time for all that. You
good
know,
for you.
Everybody don't want to eat. Everybody don't want to live. I'm in this. I don't care. I will steal your pocketbook.
That's volume 5 of the Ms. Pat Packerby. I don't care. I'll steal your pocketbook. Jess Hooker has just handed us. These are called what again? They're the White Castle.
Castle Bites.
Castle Bites, and they are about the size of a wonton. Right.
They look just like a pizza roll.
I've never had a pizza roll, so
I should know.
That's next.
Yeah. These are just the Castle Bites. These are the hamburger. They're not the cheeseburger.
Hot.
These are two minutes in the microwave. We also have a batch in the air fryer, which I think are going to be better.
Okay, it smells like Chinese food.
Is it awful?
I love this.
You like do? It?
This could ruin my fall. I'm going to eat these every day.
I bought an extra bag you can take home.
Are these cheeseburgers?
Really mess up your weekend. Dude, that's hamburger.
Oh,
just not a sponsor?
No, I just smoke a lot of weed, so I like this kind of stuff.
Well, this is exactly what you give your kids when you can't cook.
It's rough.
Josh Arnold is here, and he's also eating too. What the hell are you?
Where are you, Josh?
How are we doing?
down here in the lobby having breakfast. So.
Ah.
You look like you have a free hotel breakfast.
This is a classroom. What is it?
Muffin. I got a sandwich here.
Don't sell it so hard.
Why is he calling in? Like, could you just have taken a vacation day, or is this so we'll pay for your hotel room?
Look, I was sitting here minding my own business, and I get told that Tom mentioned my name.
Well, Josh, the reason is Ms. Pat, her show nominated for an Emmy, but they lost to Ted Lasso, and I wanted you to give your review of Ted Lasso since you've never seen it.
You see, Pat, Ted is an American, but he lives now in England, so he doesn't understand.
I lost to somebody who lives in England?
Not even an American.
Is that where the queen just died?
Yeah, that's where she died, yeah.
Y'all know the queen been dead about 10 years. They had a battery on her.
I agree.
I believe that.
She was so dead walking so many years ago. And her son ain't going to make it 10 years.
No.
Oh, he dead too. You know what they going to mess around and do it? All that crap they be talking is... You know, America say they're racist, but that black girl gonna get that crown. Black people like, yes, you let us in, we take over. It's gonna be chicken and waffles at that castle. I give you 10 years, and it's gonna be NWA when she walk out the door. F the police. Right?
Wow.
So, that took a turn. I just wanted you to do your Ted Lasso impersonation.
Can you do your Ted Lasso?
They have a queen. We have a president.
There you go.
It's very unfair. He's never seen the show.
I know.
They call it the boot.
But it's surprisingly accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well. Trust me, I've seen the show.
Oh, it's very sweet. I think you'd really like it.
Now, Ms. Pat, your show is on BET Plus and currently rerunning on...
BET.
And Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can get it on Amazon.
Oh, you can? Okay, good.
And we was on Paramount for a little while.
Okay. And then Donnie Baker was saying he was watching BET and couldn't believe it. He couldn't bet on anything.
He was watching the wrong BET. Okay. He was watching the Casino Channel.
Now, Ms. Pat, you've been working hard all your life, but you finally got this TV show, so you got what we would call, I'm assuming, serious money. What is the first thing, you mentioned you're building a house, but what's the first thing you bought when you realized this was happening?
I bought this bag, Tom.
Nice. Chanel.
Beautiful. Nice.
Let me see that thing.
Classic.
It is.
Looks like a lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a $10,000 lunchbox, Tom.
It's an investment, actually. It's not just a purse.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, what do you got the chain on it? Jesus.
Believe me, Tom, somebody's giving you some at night. She got one, too.
I think you've got about $4,000 or $5,000 lunchboxes in the closet.
Yeah, you just don't know how much they cost. Nobody's laying down with you for free, Tom.
That's book six.
Because you know what? You are the white Nick Cannon.
You know what, Pat? I'm saying it now. You are my new stepmom. Welcome to the family.
He is the white Nick Cannon.
Where he lay, he plants.
Oh. See, Tom, Nick has 9 kids.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you need to hurry up.
Very good.
How many you got, Tom?
Let's see. Seven?
Seven, yeah.
No.
You buy a bag, I can give you two more.
Now, so the first thing you bought was that Chanel purse,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then is that practical? Does it fit a lot of stuff? What do you got in there?
No, it's just...
Do you have one of those black American Express cards?
I do. Nice. I don't have a black, but I have an Amex, and finally. It took them forever, Amex, whatever you call it. It took a while to get it, but I finally got it.
Because I never heard of that, but you were in here one day, and you asked me if I had a black American Express card.
I was
unclear if that was like a...
No.
No, it's real. It's heavy.
It doesn't have a limit.
Okay.
No, it's not like Black Twitter.
No.
That's right.
No.
You were going to ask if there's a picture of Malcolm X on it or something. No,
it's
a bad rap.
It's nice. You don't have any limit.
I have a limit on mine.
Okay. Good to know. Your husband's probably pretty glad about that, too, I suppose.
My husband got his own credit cards. He don't fool with me.
Do you mix your money?
Huh?
Do you mix your money together?
No.
He's got his own bank. You've got your own bank?
Yes. If I knew I was going to be famous, I would get a prenup. I tell my husband, I don't care how mad you get. You go into the other room, you're not buying a woman nothing with my money. We're going to work it out through Twitter. I mean, through a text message.
Right.
So that's why I built the house so big.
Now, but the only thing he has purchased is the lawnmower. Did he buy that with his own money?
Tom, mind your business.
That was a little invasive.
You got a lawnmower and a drone, remember?
And a drone.
Trying
and
to cause problems?
He's asking.
He like old school cars, so I bought him a few. I bought him for retirement. I bought him a brand new Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
Aviator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I bought him that, and then I bought him a couple of old school cars for retirement. Because he had been there 22 years, and my husband had like 7 years to go before retirement. So I had to talk him into early retirement.
Oh, so you could move.
So I could move, because I was going to leave him here with you, Tom.
Well, he could cut my grass. I sure as hell don't do it.
These two. How about welcoming him to the family?
Well, these two guys get along.
Man, without driving each other crazy.
Do you need a big black uncle?
You know what, Pat? I've never thought about it. It's all I want now.
Well, I'm your stepmom, okay? But don't worry, I'm unfertilizable.
Pat, he's got something super going on down there, so you got to be careful.
I know. And Tom, I always wanted a mixed baby. Why not buy somebody as rich as you, Tom? I ain't into white men, but you know I've always been into you.
Again, that's book 8.
I won't do chick, Tom. But I do you.
I won't
do chick. Hey, I do not sleep with the help.
I don't blame you.
These are all classics.
I don't blame you.
I will not sleep with the help. Help is volume 7 or 9. I forgot. I lost my place.
I'm going straight to the top. Utah.
Miss Pat, Murat Theater tomorrow. Then it's Cleveland, Davenport, Columbus, New York, Houston, Liberty Township, Ohio. It's all coming up for Miss Pat. Thank you, Pat. We hope you were listening because we're not going to see Pat for a while again, but be sure to stop on back by. And you're also doing radio down in Atlanta.
I'm the morning show with Big Tigger. So I do morning shows every morning when I'm home.
What's his name again?
Big Tigger. It's the Big Tigger Morning Show.
Tigger.
Not Tick.
Tom, keep going. Just keep going.
Can I say thank you? Thank you guys so much, because my career started here. I want to thank y'all so much. Y'all always supported everything that I do. And anytime I can get back here, Tom, I'm back here so you can rub on my...
Bye, Pat. I've got to get back to my Sleep Number bed announcement. Where was I?
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.